contract for a hit. Just before my wedding day, the plot my friend Dave tried to convey. Dave was my dealer and soon-to-be best man. I was to take him to the hospital, that was the plan. He wasn't sick, but he was on a mission. He had to see a patient for the plan to come to fruition. He came back to the car extremely angry. Of the debt to his dealer, he would soon be free. William beat Connie half to death, Dave said. His fate is sealed. He'll soon be dead. He said that we would take William with us. He would repay his debt. There'd be no fuss. He asked if I was currently packing. He'd need a gun, and he was lacking. A .38 special was in the glove box. We must be stealthy so we could outfox. William thinks we're picking up a brick. The scheme is to kill him quick. I told William we'd give him a pound. Do you know a place where a body won't be found? I knew a place behind 12 o'clock Knob, so Dave could shoot him and finish the job. Dave said I would only have to drive. He would assure William was no longer alive. He tucked the .38 into his belt. I said I wouldn't participate. It's how I felt. If William had damaged this woman so badly, why would he visit her? Why didn't he flee? In any case, he got into the car. He wanted to go with us. He wanted to know how far. It's just on the other side of the mountain, I said. This short drive I was beginning to dread. We passed the joint to ease the strain and snorted some crystal to heighten his pain. We finally arrived at the chosen site. Unbeknownst to me, there'd soon be a fight. We got wasted before the drama would unfold. Jim Beam and Pot didn't stay the cold. William sat on top of the trunk. His fate was sealed, this woman-beating punk. I stayed behind the wheel as Dave got out. Dave was going to kill him, I had no doubt. While William sat on the trunk of the car, Dave did something I thought bizarre. Dave said to William, "I'm going to kill you." "Now?" William asked, his answer bizarre too. William jumped Dave. The fight was on. William, of course, would be the combatant that won. Jumping from the car, baseball bat in hand, I tried to knock his head into another land. I swung for a homer, his head did I hit, but he popped back up in just a little bit. Dave cried out, "He's got the gun!" As expected, this day had just become unfun. William headed for the tree line. He turned towards us with the gun that was mine. Dave then said something as stupid as could be. "Shoot me, 'cause I was going to shoot you," said he. William thought a little, pointing the .38. William said no, so dying tonight was my fate. To my surprise, William called the next day. He said with my life, I would finally pay. William would kill me on my wedding day. Exactly when or where, I could not say. I told my sister and my older bros they couldn't come to the wedding as danger arose. But my younger brother was in a car on the hill. He had my back and, if necessary, would kill. I told my dad to bring his .22. Would he need to use it? I had no clue. A hired gun carried a .45. It was simply to keep me alive. I believed the wedding went without a hitch, but I found out later there was a glitch. I went up the hill for my brother to see. I saw William instead, down on one knee. Shotgun pointed at William's head. "Please don't kill me," William simply pled. "You were coming to kill my brother, you fool." My brother Tony was being very cool. "To kill you or not is not Johnny's decision. Your head blown open is what I envision." I said to Tony, "It's your choice, of course, but I don't think we need deadly force." The 20-gauge Tony did cock. William shuddered with the shock. Tony fired the weapon in the air. "I missed this once, you should say a prayer." Tony said, "We have two other brothers, and many cousins, friends, and others. You mess with one of us, you mess with us all." Tony let him know his ass better haul. William was never again seen. Seattle, I heard, was his new scene. I appreciated Tony all the more. He said, "We'll always be the brothers for."